Ruined tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crow's captain.
Oh, good morning, Tex. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, Dit.
Good. Good to see you coming in. Tex, first of all, massive bandage on your hand. What's the story?
Oh, I just had some finger surgery last Thursday, so get it off today. I can't wait.
All right. A lot of questions to ask you, Tex, and I know you've been through this many, many times since grand final day. I want to ask you a broad one first up. Great effort to get to a grand final. It's a huge occasion and a highlight in your sporting life. How do you reflect back on it now? Did it become the worst day of your life, or what do you take from it?
Worst day of my life, yeah.
Really?
I probably wouldn't say the worst day of my life, because on Sunday I got up, I was still breathing, and the sun rose. So it was disappointing the way we played. We didn't cap off a good season. We would have loved to have had a great season, but wasn't to be. We were disappointed in probably all facets of our game, which I've spoken about throughout the year. Like our team defence, we got smashed through there. We weren't able to get our attack going, and we got smashed through contested ball. So all across the board, we just got beaten quite convincingly, which was the most disappointing part.
Now, Alana and Gleeso, sorry to dominate here just for 1 minute, but I said to you earlier, Tex, there are a lot of rumours flying around that I think we need to put to bed. And it's up to you. You can answer these questions or you don't have to, obviously. But there are so many things being said about you and about your football club at the moment that I think it's only fair that you get to answer them, the allegations. So in no particular order, let's go back to grand final day. Tim Watson on the boundary, you're coming off at halftime, and he says on the coverage, they're all fighting, they're all blueing, they're all fighting amongst each other. And then we hear, again, it's a rumour that you go into the change rooms and there was an almighty bust up in the change rooms.
Incorrect.
Totally?
No, our footy club, we like to have conversations, and I think it's really healthy that you challenge each other on the field. At no point did I think there was arguing, and I'd be 100% honest, if I thought there was arguing on the field, I'd say it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there was any arguing, and there was not a dust up at half time.
Okay, now you say there was no dust up. Okay, and that's good. You've been accused, again, on the rumour file that goes around Adelaide, that you've had a crack at Lever at halftime. You've had a punch-up. All right. So that's incorrect as well.
Who's been saying that?
No, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I want you to put these to bed. But these
that's
are
incorrect.
As recent as last night, I got a text message from a friend saying he and Lever had a big punch-up. You need to ask him about it.
I had a phone call about that as well, that I had a punch-up because I had my hand in a bandage and had a bit of a black eye.
All right. So that's since incorrect. The grand final. When Lever announced that he was leaving, did you have a massive crack at him?
No, I didn't have a crack at him. I was pretty honest, because I don't like people leaving our footy club. I was honest that if that was the decision that he wanted to make, then look, I'm not going to agree with him, because I don't like people leaving our footy club. But I don't think I was arrogant, aggressive towards him. I was probably blunt.
So you told him you were disappointed then?
Yeah.
Over the phone, or did you go and see him?
He rang me. He rang me and told me.
Right. And I know it's a private conversation, but do you want to share any of it or not?
Oh, it was pretty much really blunt. He just said that he's decided to leave the footy club. And I said, mate, if that's the decision you want to make, then we're 2 days out from losing grand final, I think our footy club's going in the right direction. And I think it's pretty much him choosing money over success.
Mm-hmm. After the game, again, back in the rooms. Now, this is another rumour. So there's Rob Chapman, the chairman. There's you, the captain. There's the coach, Don Pike. Very, very heated discussion that,
incorrect.
Got out of hand. So that's another incorrect story. Yep.
Jeez, whoever's giving you this information.
And please don't get... I'm not trying to muckrake or when you say, did I get this information, I'll stress, these are stories that if you walk into any bar at the moment, Crows fans are only too quick to tell you, oh, I heard this and I heard that. And that's why I'm asking you here and now, so that you can once and for all put
all
of this to
bed. You can see how these things might be misinterpreted or exaggerated through different hands, though. Wouldn't you expect there'd be some kind of... a strong conversation after that's happened.
There should be.
Those probably instances that you've said are incorrect, but there's been like discussions that I'd say Pikey's had with the chairman about what went wrong.
Yeah.
I've definitely had a discussion with Pikey about what we thought went wrong. Leaders had a chat about it. You've got to discuss. You can't just sweep it under the carpet.
No, definitely.
A performance like that.
Mm. I would expect heated debate, to be honest, yeah. if I'm an outsider looking in.
You'd be disappointed if there wasn't.
Yeah.
But those instances that you have said at halftime, walking off at halftime, yep. at the end of the game, are totally incorrect.
Never happened.
Never happened.
All right. Fantastic. And thanks for answering those questions. The lever thing is difficult, and I want to put a hypothetical to you. Let's say last year Bryce Gibbs did come from Carlton to your club. I mean, surely we all have to be grown up enough to say this is what happens now in football, don't we?
Yeah, and that's like I was disappointed when Jake rang me, and it probably took me a couple of days to get over because I'm pretty loyal and I'd love everyone to stay, but I think the AFL have generated this, that there'll be a lot of player movement going forward. I think it's going to get worse. But in saying that, we're, as a footy club, we're so lucky to get guys like Tom Lynch, Josh Jenkins, Eddie Betts, Sam Jacobs. So we've been lucky enough to get people into our club, but also people, it's disappointing that we lose players of the calibre of Jake Lever, and I could go on, Nathan Bock and Phil Davis and things
right.
like that.
Charlie Cameron at the moment. That must be very disappointing as well.
Yeah, I'm not too sure where that's at. I've obviously been pretty low-key the last week, and I've been away over the weekend, so I haven't touched bases to where that's at.
Mm.
The club as a whole has really been copying it in terms of not being able to retain players, and as you mentioned, they've got a really good list, so obviously it's going to be a more common thing there than in other clubs if you've got lots of hot players. But one of the popular arguments is that the Crows are a club not steeped in tradition like others. Is that something that matters to the modern player in a truly professional era?
Well, as I said, it's the AFL are generating that there'll be a lot of player movement. And as I said, I just named three or four players then that we're lucky enough to be able to get into our footy club. And I think it's great recognition for our footy club that we can get players in from other clubs and make the most of their career. Like Tom Lynch played about 10 games for St Kilda and now he's one of the key players for our footy club. So it depends which way you look at it.
McGovern was a great result too, wasn't it? Sorry,
McGovern.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to clear that up a bit. So for you, you don't think if a player's got an option of a club that's had a really long-running history and one that's a newer club, that matters?
Depends how the kid's been brought up, I'd say.
Hmm. Okay. What do we read into that?
No, I just think it's a bit of... and also, probably for Jake, the difference in money, I think, was a lot. So if you're driven by money or if you're driven by success, it's a decision that you need to make.
Mm. What about the fact that people are saying as well that he knew as early as August that he was leaving? I mean, the speculation's gone on for a long, long time.
Well, he rang me on the... When was that? Monday. Monday, I think it was.
But you heard all the whispers and the talk and it was in the media. Was it a distraction at all?
That's all it is, whispers and rumours. Until I get told... I treat it as whispers and rumours.
All right, but don't tell me that he's only spoken to his manager and the other club 2 days after the grand final. They had to have been talking to him. So therefore, does it in the modern? It's not only about Lever, as you said. It's about a lot of players now. Is it hard going into a grand final now that you know that? Thinking, gee, we had a couple of blokes who already knew they were going to be at other clubs.
Nah, I'll give full credit to Jake because he rocked up every day.
Mm-hmm.
He bought into our program. He trained hard. He set high standards. So. That's all I can ask from a player if right till the end. He gave us all he had.
Yep.
And that's all I asked from a player.
Fair enough.
Stephen Motlop came for a tour of the club yesterday.
Yeah,
how do you think he'd fit in?
Oh, look, I think he's a free agent, so it'd be great for a footy club to be able to get him. So I'm sure there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before anything could happen for Stephen.
Look good in a Port Adelaide Guernsey too. Tex, thanks for answering our questions.